General Krulak was most excited about a summer program designed to give inner-city youth a taste of what character building could do for them. Some of these young people would later become Marines, which would be beneficial for the Corps. Some would return to their neighborhoods with a life-altering understanding of the power of good character to build a happy and successful life. Warren Buffett's attitude was identical to the Commandant's. At a conference attended by Nebraska high school students who had gathered to study the relationship between savings and wealth, something about which Mr. Buffett knows a great deal, he was asked this question. "Mr. Buffett, sir, no disrespect to you, but aren't most wealthy people jerks?" His answer, which I thought of as I read Dick Couch's book on SEAL training, was remarkable. "No," he said. "My experience is that wealth merely allows you to be a little more of what you already were. So that if you begin as a jerk and then become wealthy, you can be a really big jerk. But if you begin as a person with good character, you can use your wealth to do good." Mr. Buffett went on to say that three human characteristics were of dominant importance to a happy life: physical energy, intelligence, and character. He observed that the first two are most likely to be the genetic gifts of your parents, and that all of the